Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today is all about you, specifically your high green superpowers, and how you can use those superpowers to really make your mark on the world.
It's so true.
We've got research here that really digs into how high greens think, how they work, how they learn. But, and this is really important for our listeners, it's not just about understanding your strengths. It's about applying them in a way that brings you fulfillment, but also in a way that makes a real difference.
And I think what's so fascinating about the research is that it really highlights how high greens are really wired for success. You've got this natural ability to analyze situations, really think things through deeply, and you're constantly seeking knowledge. These might seem like everyday qualities to you, but they are the foundation for some pretty amazing things.
I love that. So let's break this down a little bit for our listener. What does it actually mean to be a high green? I'm seeing a lot in the research about logic, analysis, a love of learning, but how does that play out in someone's life?
Well, imagine you walk into a room and everyone is struggling with a really complex problem, a high green. You're naturally drawn to that challenge. You're not afraid to dive into the details. You sift through information. And you really use logic to break things down. It's like you have this built-in problem-solving radar.
You know, it's so interesting because it's not just about being smart, right? It's about the way you approach things. It's about that very systematic, analytical way of thinking that really allows you to see the solution where other people might just miss it. And that's such a valuable skill in any field.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets even more interesting. This deep thinking ability also allows you to see the bigger picture, the connections, the patterns that others might overlook. You're not just looking at the surface. You're digging deep to understand the why behind things.
I love that. It's like you have this drive to constantly learn and understand, not just for the sake of learning, but because you want to use that knowledge to actually make things better, to find those better solutions, to constantly improve. Now, that's a superpower I can get behind.
Oh, it truly is. Speaking of superpowers, let's not forget about consistency. High greens value fairness, stability, clear expectations. This makes you reliable, trustworthy, and able to create systems that work.
And it sounds like those qualities would be so valuable in any area of life, at work, at home, in your relationships.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, we can go even deeper. The research suggests that understanding the IMA framework can be a real game changer for high greens.
Now, this is where I think it starts to get really, really interesting. For our listener who might not be as familiar, can you give us a really quick breakdown of what IMA is all about?
Absolutely. So the IMA framework essentially categorizes personality types into colors. We have red, blue, green, and yellow, each with its own set of strengths and communication styles. By understanding these colors, you gain insights into how different people operate, how they make decisions, and what motivates them.
So it's like having a decoder ring for human behavior. You suddenly understand why people do the things that they do. And it allows you to adapt your own communication style to be able to connect more effectively.
Exactly. And for high greens, this can be especially valuable. It can help you navigate workplace dynamics, build stronger relationships, and even find work that perfectly matches your areas of brilliance.
Okay, now we're talking. This is what our listeners are really here for. How exactly can INA help a high green find that work that they're passionate about, that feels meaningful, but also allows them to shine?
That's a great question, and that's exactly where we're going to dive deeper in the next part of our deep dive. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're about to unlock the secrets to finding work that truly lights you up, work that feels less like a job and more like a calling, especially for all you high greens out there.
I am so ready for this. I know that our listeners are all about making a difference, about using their talents to contribute something really meaningful. But how does IMA play into all of that?
Well, imagine this. You're a high green. You're naturally drawn to logic and analysis. IMA can help you identify those work environments where those skills are not only valued, but they're essential. So think about things like strategy and planning, research and development, even education or mentorship.
It's almost like you're finding that space where your natural way of thinking isn't something you have to suppress. It's actually an asset.
That's a great way to put it.
And then knowing the IMA colors of your colleagues can even help you to navigate those dynamics even better.
Exactly. Let's say you're on a team and there are a lot of high reds. High reds are known for being very direct, very focused on results. Understanding that can help you to communicate your ideas in a way that really resonates with them. So instead of getting bogged down in all the details, you can present your findings really concisely and highlight the bottom line impact.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's like you're speaking their language, but you're still being true to yourself. to that high green way of thinking.
Precisely. And here's another key point from our research. It really emphasizes the importance of aligning yourself with organizations that share your high green values.
Oh, I love that.
So things like fairness, consistency, a desire to make a positive impact.
That makes total sense. If you're working for a company where the mission aligns with your own personal values, and I mean, of course, you're going to be more motivated.
Absolutely.
You're going to be more engaged.
It's about finding that sweet spot where your passion, your skills, and the needs of the world intersect. And IMA can be incredibly helpful in that process.
Can you give us an example of how that might look in real life?
Sure. Let's say you're a high green who's really passionate about sustainability, and you're considering a job at a company that develops renewable energy solutions. By understanding the IMA colors of the leadership team, you can get a sense of their decision-making style, their communication preferences, and even their overall company culture.
So you can kind of go beyond just reading the job description on paper and really assess, is this an environment where I can thrive? Can I actually make a contribution here?
Exactly. And let's not forget the importance of intellectual freedom for high greens. You thrive in environments where you can explore, you can analyze, and you can create without being micromanaged.
So I imagine careers that offer autonomy, like academic research or entrepreneurship, maybe even consulting, would be especially appealing.
That's right. But even within those fields, IMA can help you kind of fine-tune your choices. For example, let's say you're considering a research role in a large university versus a small startup. By understanding the IMA dynamics of each organization, you can get a sense of which environment would be a better fit for you.
This is all starting to make so much sense. It's like IMA gives you this extra layer of insight, this ability to understand yourself better, but also to really navigate the complexities of the working world and find that perfect niche for your own unique brilliance.
That is such a great way to put it. And remember, this journey of finding your ideal work, it might not always be a straight line. There might be twists and turns, some experimentation, maybe even a false starts along the way.
So what advice does the research give for those times when the path gets a little bumpy?
It emphasizes the importance of staying true to yourself, to your high green values, of fairness, consistency, and that desire to make a positive impact. And remember, even setbacks can be valuable learning experiences.
It's like that saying, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. But every experience, whether it's a success or a challenge, brings you one step closer to finding that place where you can truly make a difference.
Exactly. And don't forget the power of IMA to guide you along the way. By understanding your own IMA color and the colors of those around you, you can navigate those challenges more effectively and create a much more fulfilling and impactful career journey.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've talked about how high greens can thrive in the workplace, how they can find those careers that really light them up. But let's kind of zoom out a little bit. How can high greens use their superpowers to make a difference on a larger scale in their community or even in the world?
That's right. And that's exactly where we're headed in the final part of our deep dive. We'll explore how high greens can use their unique strengths to create positive change that extends far beyond their personal lives.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've covered how high greens can really thrive in the workplace, find those careers that really light them up. But now I'm excited to zoom out a little bit and talk about how you can use those superpowers to make a real difference in the world.
I think this is where it gets really exciting. The research paints this picture of high greens tackling global challenges, driving innovation, promoting sustainability. It's like you have this innate drive to make things better, not just for yourselves, but for everyone.
But how does that play out? Because it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the scale of some of these global issues. Where does a high green even begin to make a difference?
Well, think about your core strengths for a minute. You're a natural problem solver. You're not afraid to dive into these complex issues, analyze the data, and really get to those root causes. And that's essential for creating lasting solutions, whether it's addressing poverty or climate change or access to education.
So it's not about trying to solve everything at once. It's more about focusing your analytical skills on specific areas that really resonate with you.
Absolutely. For example, let's say you're really passionate about environmental sustainability. A high green might go and research and advocate for policies that promote renewable energy, or you might work on developing really innovative solutions for things like waste reduction. It's about using your knowledge and those analytical skills to create that systemic change.
It's really interesting because I'm seeing a lot in the research about the power of education and mentorship. It seems like high greens have this really natural inclination to want to share their knowledge and empower other people.
I think that's a great observation. High Greens can really create this ripple effect of positive change by developing educational resources, supporting initiatives that provide access to learning, particularly in underserved communities, or even just mentoring individuals who are eager to grow. It's about fostering that love of learning in others and helping them reach their full potential.
And along those lines, I think it's also important to mention ethical considerations, because High Greens have this moral compass, this commitment to fairness and justice that I think to be such a powerful force for good.
Oh, absolutely. High Greens can be advocates for ethical practices in business, technology, government, really any field where decisions are being made that impact people's lives. You can use your analytical skills to identify and address inequalities, promote transparency, and make sure that things are being done the right way.
This is also inspiring. But I have to admit, sometimes it feels a bit daunting. Like, how can one person really make a difference when you're looking at these massive global challenges?
You know, that's where the power of collaboration comes in. And remember what we talked about earlier, IMA can be such a valuable tool in this process. By understanding those IMA colors of the people that you're working with, you can adapt your communication style, build bridges, and really create partnerships that leverage everyone's strengths.
So it's about finding those like-minded individuals in those organizations, understanding their motivations, their preferences, and working together to create a more impactful and sustainable approach.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of simply leading by example. By living your values, being that reliable and consistent force for good, and inspiring others with your actions, you create a ripple effect that extends far beyond just your immediate circle.
This has been such an amazing deep dive. We've explored the potential of these High Green superpowers, from rocking it in the workplace to creating a more harmonious home life to making a real difference in the world.
It has been a privilege to really guide you through this exploration. Remember, listener, your analytical mind, your thirst for knowledge, your commitment to fairness, these are gifts. Use them wisely, use them boldly, and use them to create the positive change you want to see in the world.
And don't forget the power of IMA to help you navigate this journey. Understanding this framework can truly unlock your potential. Not just for yourself, but for everyone that you touch. So go out there, fellow High Greens, and shine your brilliance.
Until next time, keep diving deep.